Drop that back to the point. Hensler now fires it across. Fitzgerald takes it off the left wing boards. Fitzgerald stick handling through traffic. Plays it back to the corner and Kukkonen now. Peels back and looks for help. Now cuts back left. Goal line. Cuts back right. Still looking. Turnaround shot. He hit the side of the net. Tried to go upstairs by the right ear of Cameron Corpy. Now here's Tyson Dick steal. Carries it in front. Tries to tuck it in. Cannot. Got tripped down. No penalty. Here's Dexheimer now with it. Pass across. Fitzgerald open in the slot. It went off a stick. And now it's in midair and brought down by Hage. He'll tap it ahead to Ernesty, who coughed it up to Hensler. 11:15 to go. Badgers down 4-3. Tyson Dick, a long-range, slow-moving shot. Sticked aside by Corpy and up over the top of the glass and out of play. So an offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers. Down a goal, 11:10 left in the third.
Tyson Dick was running out of gas. His roommate or his line mates had left him hanging out to dry. And so he just shot it in on net. And luckily for the Badgers, as the other two were going off, and gets deflected up into the netting, and they'll have an offensive zone faceoff. But now both teams will be able to put out five fresh people.
Sean Fernandez and Brandon Dorado, the Michigan coach, talked a little bit. Now the linesman Christopher Libet and Dorado speaking. Faceoff to Corpy's right. Scholl leans in. Michigan won the draw. Felicio can't clear it, although with second effort, William Whitelaw gets the job
done.
That
a baby.
Then Mellenbacher meets Whitelaw with a high check. There's a slow-moving shot by the defenseman Felicio. Sticked aside by Grandma. Pietola protects in his own zone, then lost the puck as he was double-teamed. And then it's lifted up over the glass and out of play again. 10:52 left in the third. Michigan still up a goal. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more.
When the clock was running in the first and second period, it felt like the periods are going to last forever. When you're down a goal and pressing, all of a sudden this first 9 minutes has gone by with the blink of an eye.
Yep. Again, only 19 shots on goal for Michigan in this game, 5 in this period. The Badgers up to 40 shots on goal, but only 3 in this period so far. Face off and a shot. Great save by Grandma with a left pad and then covers. Oh, that puck slid right to the high slot, Ian, and they had a quick shot.
He's gone. Boy, I'm glad I stretched out between the second and third period.
Yeah.
as he just did the splits.
Grandma came into tonight's game with a 1-4 record of .317 goals against average and .886 save percentage. He was pretty good as a freshman last year, went undefeated, pitched a shutout in his first collegiate start against Alaska Anchorage. Gets himself positioned in the Badger goal mouth, and now a faceoff to Grandma's right. 4-3 Michigan nearing the midway point of the third period. Puck played out to the point. And Rico will dump it down in. A stick came free out of
Phelan's
hands. So a stick and a puck, and 6 or 7 skaters try to dig it free. They rim it around. Is it out of the zone? Truskett apparently so. And now Estapa wiped out. Something's wrong with one of his skate blades, and the Badgers have the puck. Phelan played it across to Tassi. Blind pass for Mosley didn't connect. Whitelaw had it. Scholl stepped up, and now Mosley with it. Centers one to Morrissey across the line. Badgers onside. 2-on-4. What a move by Morrissey. Put it towards the front of the cage. Just in front of the crease it trickled as it came off the toe of Morrissey's stick. Now Dexheimer with a steal at center. He'll dump it in. Around to the right corner it goes. Down the boards come Botterill. Can't reach it, though. Michigan will exit. And then the pass by Hughes behind his tended receiver, Shifsky, and they ice the puck with 9:51 to go in the third, 4-3 Michigan. How the Badgers get their offense going here a little bit?
Well, I don't know if it's so much of how they get their offense going is just trying to, maybe it's a great individual play, I'm not sure, but
yeah.
Stick with the system because it got you 40 shots on net already. It's just that Michigan has increased their defensive coverage. I mean, they're just so intent on letting the Badgers come into the zone if they have to. But as soon as they get it, their transition is second to none that I've seen this year.
Michigan hasn't lost this season when leading after two periods. Badgers Horbach on the forecheck, won the puck free for a moment. Now Moldenauer's got it, and he'll skate out of his own end. trying to get around Dexheimer, placed the puck in the Wisconsin zone, but Hensler after it. Hard rim around to the far boards, and Botterill let it go under his stick. But trailing was Lindmark. He picked it up. Botterill now right wing. Snaps one off in front. Lindmark redirected it wide. Good give and go that time by the sixth-year centerman and the freshman forward. And now Michigan just content to lob it all the way down. Icing will be waved off as it didn't land flat and wobbled back into the Wisconsin zone. Palatichuk fights through a hook. Headmans to Tyson Dick. He forgot the puck. And they'll say Wisconsin iced it with 9:08 left in the third. Still 4-3 Michigan.
That hurts. That hurts because everything was done correctly. And Tyson Dick just tried to lob a little, and it went over the defenseman's stick. As soon as it left the ice, it became free game, and icing will be called against Bucky.
Face off to Grandma's left. Draper against Fitzgerald. Badgers have won 29 of 57 faceoffs. Now it's even as Michigan will gain control all the way back in its own zone. Dick just lost an edge or maybe was helped to the ice by Halem. Lead feed Draper now. He'll slide it deep into the Wisconsin zone. Care after it. Palatichuk, good hand-eye coordination to bat it away from Halem. Tyson Dick now heaved it to the left corner, hoping for a foot race to be won by Fitzgerald. No, icing again on Wisconsin. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future.
After all that hard work, all it did was take 24 seconds off the clock.
Right.
That's the scary part of that situation.
Face off to Grandma's left again. Badgers need a goal to tie. Here's Orico with it. Truscott's shot blocked. Kerr has got it. Tried to nudge it ahead to Dick. Tyson got a piece of it. Still trying to keep it away from Truscott. Cannot. The captain came back for Michigan. Headmans to Ernest. He deflects into the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer goes to get it. Goes D to D to Palatichuk. Up the near boards to Tyson Dick. He's double-teamed. Palatichuk, little hot potato here for the Badgers. Truscott dumped it back deep. Ernesty stops it, tries to pivot away from Dexheimer. Ernesty, the big right-hander, goal line right below the goal line, tries to cycle for Hage. Good play by Dexheimer to bank it off the boards for himself. Now Tyson Dick. Dick will throw it right into the crowd. A souvenir. Chance to dump it in and chase, but the Badgers fail to do so. Center ice faceoff when we come back. 8:03 left in the third. Badgers trail Michigan 4-3. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Back here at the Kohl Center, 8:03 left in the third. The Badgers, 40 shots on goal. Michigan only 20, but it's a 4-3 Wolverines lead. Penn State beat Ohio State in a shootout to take the extra point in that series opener. Michigan State blew out Minnesota and Lindenwood in non-conference play, upset Notre Dame and South Bend.
I think we'll be going with three lines. Christian Fitzgerald moved up onto the left wing with Morrissey and Mosley.
Okay.
Face I'm not off. Sure if that's a Simon Tassie problem or just wanting to get more offense out of this.
Here's Fitzgerald. Rink-wide pass, right wing. Morrissey, backhand, tried to push it towards the front of the net. Instead went behind the net. Dexheimer holds. Morrissey, far corner. Fitzgerald, his shot attempt towards the net. That went off the stick, and Michigan able to play it out to center. Dexheimer can't locate. Looked like they were offside. Whitelaw's got it in front. LaPointe, big stop by Grandma, and the rebound there, and it goes wide. Morrissey protects the puck, now tries to clear, got cut off by Estapa. He gives it off to Whitelaw. Tough angled shot, and Grandma protecting the near post, and his butterfly made the stop and hangs on. William Grandma's been good here tonight.
Yeah, he has. And I guess if you're going to get put in a pressure situation and you can handle the pressure, good for you, young man.
Right.
Yeah, it's been kind of who's going to make the next mistake here in the third period. And the Badgers have made a couple, but William Grama has been able to back them up. The Badgers have not really had any legitimate big-time scoring opportunities. By comparison, I think Michigan was had more scoring opportunities, yeah, but got into a situation where William Grama has been the difference.
Icing will be called on Wisconsin, or will it? No, Botterill apparently beat the man to the hash mark, so we play on. Botterill in the offensive zone. Ryan Botterill tries to center, goes off the stick. Horbach now tries to retrieve near side, tied up by T.J. Hughes. Rico there for Michigan. The defenseman tries to dig it free. Botterill in a battle with him. Sends it back to the corner. Lindmark after it. Got his stick underneath the defenseman. Truscott able to push it to the near wall. And then Botterill steals off the boards. Finds Horbach. And backside carry. Can't get his stick on it. Good thought by Horbach. Here's Shifsky now. He can fly. Garrett Shifsky with it. Tries to stop left wing. He got the carry to wipe out. Possesses the puck. Here's Rayon Mullen. Straight away now. Backpedaling is Tyler Duke, a left-handed defenseman. And he puts one in front. It goes off a stick, and it's underneath the body of Grandma, who made the stop and hangs on. 6:26 to go in the third, 4-3 Michigan.
That tip was almost labeled five-hole.
Yeah.
The defenseman did a good job. I'm not sure who it was for Wisconsin of tying up the man, but just got enough stick on it to make it one of those which way is it going to go type plays, and neither the defenseman for the Badgers or the forward for Michigan knew which way it was going to go, but William Grama did.
Scholl and Pietila and Mellenbacher back out for Wisconsin. And Scholl lost the faceoff. Rayon Mullen will send it to the corner. Phelan. Scholl up the near wall, back to neutral ice. Rayon Mullen will fire it right back down in, and Zach Scholl looks over his right and left shoulder and reverses for Phelan. Breakout pass for Mellenbacher, broken up by Werner. He steals out to the point. Duke, his shot blocked by a sprawling Mellenbacher. Pietila got a piece of it. Badgers still trying to clear the zone. Eventually, Mellenbacher handled, got it to Scholl, dumped it in. Badgers need a change. Under 6 minutes to go in regulation. 4-3 Michigan. Wolverines jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the first period. Then the Badgers scored twice to make it 2-1. Wolverines tied it, and then they took a 2-goal lead halfway through the second before Mellenbacher scored late in the power play to make it a 1-goal game. But that's where we've been since. That was at the 14:44 mark of the second period. Fitzgerald, Dick, and Tassie. Fitzgerald getting double shifted as a wing and now centering the second line. Page will scoop it out to center. Dexheimer read the play and steals. Dexheimer across the line right wing. On him is Felicio. Tough angle shot. Saved by Corpy. Rebound there. They score. They score. They tie it up. Badgers score. Simon Tassie.
Oh, this one will be contested. There's no question about it because of contact with the goalie. They'll be all over it. But the puck was laying there free, and I think the goaltender actually put it in himself. Yeah, we'll get a replay here, but regardless of the situation, I'm 99% sure that this one will be reviewed.
Simon Tassie, a couple of assists here tonight. Did he get the game-tying goal with 5:12 to go? Brandon Norado, the Michigan coach, waiting for communication from upstairs whether they should challenge or not. We're waiting for video replay. Corpy gave up the rebound. The puck was loose in the crease, and the Badgers just kept jamming at it. And they're going to count the goal without review. Simon Tassie at 14:48 from Ben Dexheimer. And we are even here at the Kohl Center. Well, what do you know, Ian? We have an even hockey game late in regulation involving the Wisconsin Badgers.
Well, 5 minutes left, tie game, outplaying your opponent or out shooting your opponent. Pretty much the recipe book that's been here all day or all year.
Now Kukin ends up with Morrissey and Mosley. Again, if you joined us late, the Badgers' leading scorer, Quinn Finley, injured in the opening period, kind of hogtied and thrown to the ice. And the Wolverine landed on top of Finley. Quinn left, favoring his left arm and shoulder. He did not return as he went to the locker room. And it was a quick meeting with trainer Andy Rohde. Andy was back on the Badgers bench within a couple of minutes. We certainly hope that Quinn will be okay. But here it's a 4-4 game, under 5 minutes to go. Big game-tying goal for Simon Tassi. Steal right wing, Morrissey. Got hit from behind by Orico, who jarred the puck free. It's sent past Anthony Kerr. Polatichuk comes over as Michigan Whitelaw was after it. But Polatichuk deflected it out of play. And with 4:39 to go in the third, a faceoff to come in a 4-4 game. Tassi from Dexheimer at 14:48. What a night for Simon Tassi. A goal and two assists here tonight.
Well, I look at it and I'm just looking around the crowd. Glad the students are here because there's nobody leaving their seats.
And the students all standing to our left. Grandma in goal. Faceoff won by Wisconsin. Dexheimer shovels it ahead behind Botterill. Tries to get an angle to the puck. Edwards, a better angle. He played it but couldn't clear his own zone. It's loose. Lindmark brings it down with a right hand. Shovels it to the corner. Horbach lost his stick trying to engage with Hughes. Bumped to the near side, and Moldenhauer redirects to neutral ice, and the Badgers take it from there. Good pass, Hensler. Lindmark cuts to the slot. Turnaround shot blocker save made by Corpy. And now here's Nick Moldenhauer with it, and he'll dump it into the Wisconsin zone and veer left for a change. 4 minutes to go in regulation. 4-4 game. And the Badgers just accidentally iced the puck.
Yeah, I think Moldenhauer is going to get a talking to. There's two or three times where he could have stopped, picked up his head, but instead he panics and tries to do the traditional flip pass or dump out to the zone so that the Badgers can at least chase it down. That's the second or third icing that's been a result of Moldenhauer. A little too strong on the puck.
Mellenbacher?
What did I say?
Moldenhauer.
Okay.
That's okay. Well, I call him Moldenhauer before, too, because there is a Moldenhauer for Michigan.
Correct.
And a Mellenbacher for the Badgers. Mellenbacher, two of his three career goals against the Michigan Wolverines. He had a game-tying goal in, that set up an overtime winner at Michigan last season. He's on the ice right now. Scholl, Mellenbacher, Pietila. Remember, Adam Pietila had two grade A chances in the first period that he didn't finish. Maybe this fourth line will come through.
He was hanging his head.
Yeah. And now Michigan just iced the puck, or did it?
Nope.
And now Draper pulls down Polatichuk. Joe wants a penalty, nothing called. They will say icing, though, on the Wolverines. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers. Again, Wisconsin used its challenge in the first period and lost, hoping for goaltender interference on Michigan's game-tying goal at the end of the first. So Wisconsin does not have a timeout at its disposal. Michigan still does.
4-4 game. 3:25, 4-4 game. Simon Tassi's out on the ice. Boy, would he have a night if he plotted one here.
Fitzgerald wins the faceoff. Polatichuk veers left, drops it off now. Fitzgerald looking, shooting through a screen, redirected. Dick stopped by Corpy. Rebound. Polatichuk denied by Corpy.
Great
deflection. Now Tyson Dick looking, sauce pass, great catch. Fitzgerald ricochets in. Christian Fitzgerald. Badgers take the lead.
Oh, my. And I'm not 100% sure whether it went off a Badger player on the far side or the Michigan defenseman. The way the Michigan defenseman was hanging his head, I tend to lean to it went off a Michigan player. Regardless, Fitzgerald just threw it at the net, and good things will happen.
Christian Fitzgerald, his second goal of the game. It comes at 16:51, the go-ahead goal. Wisconsin leads 5-4.
Who'da thunk it?
How about a little luck for Bucky?
It's about time.
A 5-4 Wisconsin lead. Badgers after the puck in their own zone. They rim it around. Kukkonen, look out. Hands it off to Hensler. He falls down. Does Kukkonen steal now? Here's a chance. Horkoff pass in front. Would have reached Hage, but it was behind him. Whitelaw may have gotten in the way. Badgers cough it up badly, but Michigan can't take advantage. And it's scooped out to center. Brought down by Horkoff. Taken away by Mosley. And then Wisconsin's Kukkonen fell down. And now Michigan with a puck. 2:35 to go in the third. 5-4 Wisconsin lead. With speed comes Edwards, lost the puck, got it back, and then couldn't carry it all the way to the net. Palatichuk, he avoids a forechecker. Plays it up to center, and Lindmark got a piece of it. It rolls to the Michigan line. Turcotte takes it there. Truskett, that is. Now Hage with it. Keep an eye on this young man. Pass far side, Ernesy. Now down the middle, Truskett. His pass towards the front of the net, intercepted by Palatichuk, and played out of harm's way through center. 2:10 left in the third. 5-4 Wisconsin. Corpy remains in goal for the Maize and Blue. Truskett now to Orico. Didn't gain the red line, but not much mustard on that pass to Draper, who dumped it in, but the Badgers chip it back out to center. And Corpy remains in goal for Michigan.
Well, he's not going to go anyplace with all the turnovers that have been happening in the neutral zone.
TJ Hughes now extended his point scoring streak to 8 games with a goal earlier tonight. Had the puck. It's loose at neutral ice. Taken by Werner now, and Fitzgerald immediately on him. 95 seconds to go in regulation. The goalie remains between the pipes for the Maize and Blue. Werner trying to play keep away, steal. Fitzgerald tick. Backhand saved by Corpy. Rebound loose. Oh, Christian Fitzgerald just hounded Werner before he finally stole the puck to set up Tyson Dick. And the fans appreciating what
they see
here.
That's a whale of a play, young man.
Hughes, cross-ice pass deflected back into the Michigan zone. 65 seconds left in regulation. And the fans on their feet here in Madison. Corpy makes his way out of his cage. Now he's got to get back as the Badgers steal and fire all the way down. Good hustle by Wisconsin's Anthony Kerr to cancel out icing. What a play by the fifth-year D-man. Now the goalie comes out. Corpy's out. Michigan extra attacker. 42 seconds left. Badgers lead 5-4. What a comeback here in Madison. Here's Truskett now. Right side, Hughes to the corner he goes. Horkoff spins it around far side. It's Werner. 30 seconds to play. Palatichuk reaches for the puck. Scholes able to pivot to protect along the end boards with help from Palatichuk.
Scholes
and
boys.
Morrissey and Mosley protecting the front of the net. Palatichuk goes down 15 seconds. They're still pinned against the end boards. Joe falls again. Still pinned there. 10 seconds to go. The crowd just exploding here in Madison. The effort. Pass out to the point. Hage. 4 seconds. Hage falls down. Puck is free. Wisconsin Scholl. Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
Yeehaw. Oh, I knew it was going to be a good day. It's my sister's birthday. I told her she was good luck. So I don't know if the empty net goal will count. I didn't see exactly where the clock was at 0-0. Regardless, a come-from-behind victory of all the excitement you would ever want in a hockey game, and the Badgers will win it.
Wow. I believe 6-4 will be the final. I think Scholl's empty net shot went in prior to the clock hitting zeros. Holy cow. Wisconsin avoided overtime here tonight with a third period rally, a 5-4 Wisconsin victory over 10th-ranked Michigan. The Badgers alone in fourth place in the Big Ten. Their overall record now 11-12-2. Wolverines fall to 14-10-1. 5-4 Wisconsin over Michigan. Wisconsin Badger hockey brought to you this weekend by our series sponsor, UW Health. Remarkable. Badger hockey also brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics. Oh, that was fun.
Oh, man.
5-4, the
I'm
final.
You had a great crowd here on a Friday night. With all the students back, the energy was in the building. And to reward them with a come-from-behind victory against the top 10 team in the nation, can't ask for anything better.
5-4 the final, they say. Back in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin wins 5-4. They did not count Sawyer Scholl's empty net goal at the horn, but that's okay.
Well, I think the mayor of Medford will be okay with it.
Let's put it that way. Wow, 9-8 the shots on goal in the third period in favor of Wisconsin, who outshot Michigan 46-22. And we should not lose sight of the fact that William Grama, after replacing Tommy Scarfone, after 32 minutes and 40 seconds of Scarfone, Grama did not give up a goal. Granted, he only faced 8 shots, but those 8 shots all came in the third period. He really extended his pads, right, left pads. He's so good, so athletic, and made some big stops down the stretch. And then Cameron Corpy ended up taking the loss here tonight. Wisconsin was down 4-3 with about 5 minutes to play when Simon Tassie finished off a scramble in front
kicked
of the net
in
at 14-48. Ben Dexheimer got the lone assist. That made it 4-4. And then about 2 minutes later, Christian Fitzgerald, who played well here tonight, centered one. It ricocheted off someone or some things and went in the back of the net. At 16:51, Tyson Dick with the assist. And that was the 5th goal of the year and 2nd of the night for Fitzgerald. Badgers win here 5-4 tonight. That was a lot of fun. And so Wisconsin moves within a game of 500 overall, and it takes over sole possession of 4th place in the Big Ten. Huge gets for the Badgers.
Now, this is a home game against a top 10 team, but as we've talked about previously, and especially in the pregame, is that it doesn't get any easier,
right?
You know, for Bucky, because they play top 10 teams pretty much for the rest of the year as you go through it. Yeah.
Owen Mellenbacher, who scored his 2nd goal of the season, one of the stars of the game. So the Badgers win here tonight, 5-4. Stay tuned. Our postgame show's up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
See for yourself.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Wild one here in Madison. Wisconsin rallies to knock off Michigan 5-4. Not only did the Badgers rally at the end, also rallied early down 1-0, then led 2-1, and then all of a sudden down 4-2 before the Badgers scored three unanswered goals to win it. Owen Mellenbacher's power play goal near the end of the second period got Wisconsin within one, and then Simon Tassie tied it. Christian Fitzgerald, the game winner at 16:51. Let's get to our three stars of the game tonight, brought to you every night by Everlight Solar, Ian.
Oh, that was tough. This is a tough night to pick three stars of the game, and you're going to be surprised who my third star is. Okay. First star went to Simon Tassie, a goal and two assists, and what a motivational goal in that scramble. If there's anybody who's going to score a scramble goal in the midst of all that humanity that was in front of the net, it would be Simon Tassie. And obviously, to tie the game, that was a significant goal. Yep. Second star, Christian Fitzgerald, who I thought had a blazing night. Not only was I was going to give him a star originally, but when he dogged, I can't remember
Evan
who.
Evan Warner
yeah. down in the corner and then forced him to turn it over. That was almost 30 seconds of one-on-one time, and he never gave up the whole time that it was there. It worked out to be just a great play. But he also came up with two very big goals for tonight.
Yeah, so no kidding.
We'll throw that him to the second star. I'm sure he'll be disappointed. And the third star, I went with William Grama.
Yeah.
Because that's a tough situation to be in. You're playing against a top 10 team. Your goaltender, whether he's playing bad or whatever the case may be, but for some motivational stuff and then to come in and not give up anything in a period and a half in a very tight situation, a very emotional game, all the hats off to him. And he made a couple point-blank saves that I was glad he was in the net for.
Yeah, you think about it. Tommy Scarfone gets pulled. He's been their number one goaltender. You're down 4-2, and it was it didn't look good.
Yeah, it's
they
like,
found a way.
Are we going to throw out the parachutes now, or yeah. what's going to happen? And then all of a sudden he comes in, and he did have to make a couple saves early. And when he made those couple saves early, you could just see the confidence dripping out of his mask. It was great.
Yeah, the Badgers have lost a lot of games like this season. Today they win, knocking off Michigan 5-4. Three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Energizing performance of the game is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub Latte Matcha Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Latte Matcha Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Post-game show continues after Wisconsin's 5-4 come-from-behind win over Michigan. Our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Ian?
Well, I'm going to talk to Coach Hastings about his strategy on the power play, because the energizing player, the play of the game, comes from Mellenbacher, Kerr, and Scholl, and it was right at the end of the power play. Both units had kind of struggled, and all of a sudden he throws out the Mellenbacher line, and Kerr gets a pass and throws it towards the net, and Mellenbacher just sticks his stick out and tips it up to make it 4-3.
Yep.
You're in a situation where that just changed the whole complexion of the second period from, oh, God, we just gave up two crappy goals. Now all of a sudden we're down 4-2. You're going into the third period. You're down only one goal. You know you've got some life. Two-goal leads are the worst in the world, and now all of a sudden you cut it down to a one. You're in a situation where Owen Mellenbacher from Anthony Kerr was the prettiest power play goal that the Badgers scored tonight.
That was a beauty of a pass, too, by Kerr, wasn't it? And I know you love giving defensemen stars of the game,
oh,
but Anthony
yeah.
Kerr again, Zach Scholl's, without Daniel Lodge, you know, the defensive core hung in there. Again, still trying to figure out its roles after losing their senior alternate captain.
Even though he made a great pass on that, his greatest play of the game had nothing to do with the puck. He beat everybody down to nullify the icing
right
at the end. And I'm going, where did he come from?
In our energizing performance of the game, Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Owen Mellenbacher, the Detroit Red Wings draft choice, has scored 3 collegiate goals. 2 have come against the Michigan Wolverines. More of our postgame show on the way, including head coach Mike Hastings. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
Have you listened to Community Stories yet? The show that features voices from right here in our community? Well, for the month of January, you can catch up on podcasts of past episodes on our website at civicmedia.us. The show's going on vacation for a month, but Community Stories will return in February, tanned and well-rested. Okay, maybe not, but the stories will be fresh and engaging. Keep your dial tuned to WFHR for updates on the new schedule, guests, and stories from right here in our community.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And the Ad Council.
Wisconsin, a 5-4 win over Michigan here tonight to take over sole possession of fourth place in the Big Ten. Let's look at scores from around the country. We'll start with Hockey East tonight. Top-ranked Boston College beat 8th-ranked Boston University 6-2 to take over first place in Hockey East. Ryan Leonard had a hat trick for the Eagles. Vermont, a 3-2 overtime win over New Hampshire. 7th-ranked Providence and 12th-ranked UMass Lowell, a 3-3 overtime tie.
Yeah, the UMass Lowell wins in a shootout.
Ah.
And
they lost to Stonehill last week.
They could take anything that they give them right. As far as points are concerned.
Sure. ECAC tonight, Cornell, a 4-1 win over Harvard. Clarkson beat St. Lawrence 5-2. Colgate edged Dartmouth 3-2. CCHA, Ferris State shut out 14th-ranked Minnesota State 2-0 tonight, while Augustana beat Bowling Green in overtime 1-0, and Michigan Tech got by Northern Michigan 3-2. NCHC, 11th-ranked Arizona State, a 3-0 lead at home against Colorado College. That's in the third period. Sam Stang has 3 assists. Omaha about to beat St. Cloud State 5-3. The Mavericks lead about 90 seconds left in the third. Third-ranked Western Michigan, 8-3 rout of Miami. And how about the upset in the NCHC tonight? Minnesota Duluth taking on 5th-ranked Denver. The Bulldogs prevail by the final score of 4-3. They were up 4-1. They had to hang on for that one.
Well, it just seems like you never know which team's going to show up in Minnesota Duluth. They're either really good or,
Atlantic Hockey tonight, second period, Holy Cross, a 1-0 lead at Air Force. Niagara shut out RIT 7-0. Army doubled Robert Morris 6-3. Canisius, a 4-2 win over American International. Non-conference, Massachusetts beat Alaska 4-2. In the Connecticut Ice Cup, so the four Connecticut teams, Sacred Heart crushed Yale 8-2. And then a 13th-ranked UConn beat 15th-ranked Quinnipiac 2-1. Ryan Tattle had 2 goals, including the game winner with a second to play for the Huskies. So
he was really good against the Badgers.
Yes, he was.
He was very good against the Badgers.
And then also in the Big Ten tonight, well, non-conference-wise, Notre Dame lost at home to Lindenwood 3-2. Noah Houle had 2 goals, H-O-U-L-E. How do you say it?
Houle.
Noah Houle had 2 goals for the Lions. Penn State rallied to force overtime at home and then beat Ohio State in a shootout. Max Montez, couple of assists for the Buckeyes. Aiden Fink, 2 goals, 3 points for the Nittany Lions. And then Michigan State blew out Minnesota 9-3. Isaac Howard and David Gucciardi both scored twice for the second-ranked Spartans, who knocked off the 4th-ranked Golden Gophers tonight. Michigan State in first place in the Big Ten with 35 points. Minnesota 31, Ohio State 24, Wisconsin alone in fourth place with 23 points. We go downstairs and hear from head coach Mike Hastings. Mike, congratulations. You really fought for that one tonight. So many of these have gone the other direction. It's about time one went your direction, right?
Yeah, you know what? Proud of the guys for grinding.
Yeah.
You know, didn't have our best effort between the posts, and that guy has been carrying us this year. You're not going to be great every single night, and I'm really proud of the way that the guys picked him up Grammy goes in and does what he did, and the guys just stuck with it. So it was a good win for us.
And you had to stick with it after losing Quinn Finley, too. Can you share with the fans that are listening, driving home, anything you can share with us?
Yeah, that was a dirty play.
Well, we talked about that, yeah, all
mean,
night.
You know what? I don't know. Guys, I got to tell you the truth. That's just terrible. Guy grabbed him and pile-drived him into the ice.
Yep.
And, you know, my discussion with the official at the bench was just, I said, are you going to have enough guts if I challenge that? And I just, guys, that you know, you feel for someone like Quinn, because Quinn's put a lot of work into having the season that he's had, and just, yeah, that's so unfortunate. And that really has no place in our game.
Well, I have a question for you in your coaching philosophy. When your top two units of the power play aren't working, you send out Moldenauer and the boys.
Mellenbacher and the guys.
Or Mellenbacher and the boys, and then get a power play goal.
That was huge.
That was a trick up your sleeve that I hadn't seen in a long time.
Yeah, that's them doing, not me. You know what? And we've needed secondary scoring and fellas to have Fitzgerald and Tassi and, you know, Mellenbacher in the group. I thought Logan Hensler kind of had, you know, a very special night. That's a big time goal, and not just the goal that he had, but really his overall game throughout the night, I thought, was very solid. And that's an 18-year-old kid. So you know, we had a lot of people step up, and you need to have that when you get down by a couple of goals to be able to come back and get that done in regulation was good.
Yeah, I have a question for you. I saw Anthony Kerr make that perfect pass right across. Mellenbacher just sticks out his stick and tips it in. It's great. But I think the play of the game for Anthony Kerr was when he beat everybody down the ice to nullify the icing.
Yeah,
I thought that was the greatest play I'd seen all night.
That play and Fitzgerald's play dogging Evan Werner in the Michigan zone for 30 seconds, Mike. I mean, that's just want-to there, isn't it?
Yeah, and you guys know you've been along for this ride. And the one thing that we've all experienced is the group, even though they've had peaks and valleys, and maybe more valleys than peaks, they've kept their foot on the gas. It hasn't been because of lack of effort. And tonight, they were rewarded for that. And we're going to have to continue to be that type of team. We need different guys to step up at different times so that we can have some consistency here. Now, we've got an opportunity to enjoy tonight, but we're going to have to be better tomorrow, because they will. And we've got to find a way to string a couple of these together.
All right, Mike, thanks for coming out.
Appreciate it.
Sure. Head coach Mike Hastings with us after a 5-4 win over Michigan. You know, he's not going to share too much about Finley's injury, but you can understand his disappointment and frustration, too.
And I'm pretty sure he'll be on the phone tonight to
Steve
the referee-in-chief,
sure. Yep.
And saying, hey, this is mm-hmm. not the way the game is supposed to be played, and you can't just grab a guy and pile drive him into the ground because there's a skirmish in front of the net.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way.
Well, you brought up the fact that Fitzgerald gets a 2-minute minor for shooting the puck into the net after a whistle, and Michigan shoots the puck on goal after a whistle, but there was no penalty for that.
Yeah.
So, you can go back and forth.
Inconsistency.
Yes. Wisconsin wins tonight 5-4. We still got highlights. Hope to hear from Christian Fitzgerald, too, back in a bit. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Basketball fans, Matza Matt for Brewpub Latte Matza Pizza here. As much as our Badgers are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub Pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub Pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub Pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger Basketball and Brewpub Pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
Well, the Wisconsin Badgers have been battling all season to get to the 500 mark. They're within one game of 500 right now. And this weekend, opening a series against the Michigan Wolverines. Both teams with 20 points, tied for fourth place in the Big Ten. You finish second, third, or fourth. You get home ice in the first round of the conference playoffs. So obviously a big game tonight, another big game tomorrow night. But here it was Wisconsin and Michigan, and here are the calls of the game. Yeah, here's Dexheimer at the blue line. Back to the left wing, Morrissey. Goal line, Tassie, backside. Oh, Christian Fitzgerald scores 1-1. Dexheimer cut off by Edwards. Flings it far side right. Here's Hensler, stick handling shot. He scores! Wow! What a shot and move by the freshman Logan Hensler. It's 2-1. Mike Hastings sends out his fourth line. Scholl into the attacking zone. Double team. Bumped it off to Kerr, though. Walks in front. Oh, beautiful pass. And Mellenbacher roofed it. It's 4-3. Hage will scoop it out to center. Dexheimer read the play and steals. Dexheimer across the line right wing. On him is Felicio. Tough angle shot. Saved by Corpy. Rebound. There they score. They score. They tie it up. Badgers score. Simon Tassie. Through screen, redirected, Dick stopped by Corpy, rebound, Polatichuk denied by Corpy.
Great
deflection. Now Tyson Dick looking, sauce pass, great catch, Fitzgerald ricochets in! Christian Fitzgerald! Badgers take the lead! 10 seconds to go. The crowd just exploding here in Madison. The effort, pass out to the point, Hage. 4 seconds, Hage falls down, puck is free, Wisconsin Scholl, empty net goal at the horn! Badgers finish Michigan.
Well, actually, Scholl's goal didn't score, unfortunately. It would have been fun.
Well, it did score, but it just didn't count.
Just a little late. Just a tad late. But the Badgers win here tonight by the final score of 5-4. Going through the scoring again for you, Michigan's William Whitelaw, the former Badger, put the maize and blue on top. A minute 37 into the game, Will Felicio, a former Madison Capital, and Keenan Draper with assists. 1-0 Michigan. The Badgers tied it on Christian Fitzgerald's power play goal. Beautiful pass by Simon Tassie and Gavin Morrissey. Fitzgerald, his fourth goal of the season. It was 1-1. The Badgers took the lead about a minute later on Logan Hensler's second goal of the season from Ben Dexheimer and Tassie. So 2-1 at that point. But a late first period goal for Dakota Raome Mullen. The defenseman scores his second of the season. Both have come against Wisconsin. Jackson Halem and Felicio with assists at 15:06. So after one period, it was 2-2, even though the Badgers had outshot the Wolverines 17-8. Wisconsin outshot Michigan 20-6 in the second period, but didn't score until a little bit later. Actually, the Wolverines took a 3-2 lead on T.J. Hughes' power play goal at 10:44 from Evan Werner and Michael Hage. And then Edwards, an even strength goal at 11:40 from Hughes and Nick Moldenauer. So all of a sudden, it was a 4-2 Michigan lead. Tommy Scarfoni got pulled in favor of William Grama. Grama didn't have to stop a shot in his time in the second period, about 8 minutes of hockey. The Badgers pulled within one on Owen Mellenbacher's power play goal at 14:44. Anthony Kerr and Sawyer Scholl with assists. Mellenbacher's second goal of the season. It was 4-3 after two. It stayed that way. Time was winding down, about 5 minutes to play when Ben Dexheimer put the puck on net and Simon Tassie won the battle and scored his third of the season. Dexheimer is second helper of the night. He's got 15 this year. It came at 14:48, an even strength goal tied it, and then the Badgers kept pushing and pushing, and eventually Tyson Dick setting up Christian Fitzgerald, who made a heck of a catch on the left wing and didn't
didn't shoot it on goal, but he put it towards the front of the net to see what would happen. You know, good things happen when you put pucks and bodies to the net. The puck ricocheted in. He gets the game-winning goal for Fitzgerald, his second of the night, fifth of the season. It came at 16:51, and the Badgers prevail 5-4. 46-22 shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. The Badgers went 2-for-5 on the power play. Michigan only got one crack at it, but scored. Badgers, 2 penalties for 4 minutes. Wolverines, 6-for-12. Wisconsin won 36 of 70 faceoffs. Owen Lindmark was 9 out of 14 for Wisconsin. Individually for Michigan, William Whitelaw had a goal, 3 shots on goal. He was +2. Good night for him. A 2-point night for T.J. Hughes, a 100-point scorer for the Wolverines. He's a pretty good player.
Yeah, they're, in tight, guys like T.J. Hughes, guys like Whitelaw, they can just find the net. That's all there is to it.
And Felicio, the defenseman, had a couple of assists tonight. In goal, Cameron Corpy. Stopped 41 shots, but he gave up 5 goals. He took the loss. Corpy's record falls to 5-4-1. Michigan now 14-10-1 overall, 8-7 in the Big Ten, currently in fifth place. Individually for the Badgers, well, Owen Mellenbacher, a goal, 3 shots on goal. Tyson Dick had 5 shots on goal with an assist tonight. Rylan Mosley was held scoreless. Gavin Morrissey extended his point-scoring streak to 9 games with an assist. Unfortunately, Quinn Finley had just 1 shot on goal before he left with an injury, and we'll know more about his status as the night moves along. Ben Dexheimer, 2 helpers. He was +2. Logan Hensler had a goal tonight. 3-point night for Simon Tassi, a goal, 2 assists, 4 shots on goal, and Christian Fitzgerald with 2 goals tonight on 4 shots on goal. Not too bad at all. While Tommy Scarfone gave up 4 goals on 14 shots, William Grama stopped all 8 shots he faced in the third period. So William gets the win. His record this season now 2-4. The Badgers are 11-12-2 overall, 6-9 in the Big Ten, and again alone in fourth place with 9 games left in the regular season. Downstairs, we go to our star of the game, Christian Fitzgerald, who had 2 big goals tonight, including the game winner with about 3 minutes left to play. Christian, Brian Posick, and Ian Perrin upstairs. Hey, congratulations. You guys have played so many tight games this season. It's awfully nice for one to go your way for once in a while, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you. It's definitely nice to got that one out there.
Yeah, and then, you know, think about everything that transpired during this game. You know, you're down early, then you're down 2. You lose Quinn Finley to an injury. Your number one goaltender gets pulled. How did you guys pull this off?
Yeah, definitely a lot of emotions. I think we did a really good job at kind of staying even keel throughout the game, not getting too high, not getting too low, and I guess capitalizing when it mattered most.
And you did. How did you feel out there? Because you're looking pretty good to me. And I know Mike Hastings was talking about it during the week, too. He could see that you're coming here. You're making a move here. And so is Simon Tassi, for that matter. Both you guys look like you're back to yourselves.
Yeah, thank you. I know it's been a kind of an up-and-down year for both me and Tass and the team overall as well. So I think it definitely feels good to pot a few goals there and help the team get the win.
No, I'm not going to be critical of you. This is Ian, by the way. I'm not going to be critical of you, but I think your best play of the game is when you dog that little guy in the corner for 24 seconds and then force them to turn it over. I was like, yeah, he can score and he can play defense. I love him.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was, it was worse than watching a conditioning drill at practice. Stop, start, turn, stop, start, turn.
Oh, my gosh.
Now I know why you guys do that crap. In practice.
Yeah, legs are feeling a little heavy after that one, for sure.
I bet. Hey, so you score that power play goal. You know, Cody Laskowski out with an injury. Simon steps in on that number one power play unit. You have to take over because Finley's out, too. Kind of walk us through that play because you were wide open and had a lot of net to shoot at, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of film throughout the week and kind of see where we can maybe tap into different areas where they might expose some things down low there on their power play, and Tass made a great pass over across to me, and I didn't have much to do but put in the open net.
How about the game winner?
that was a bit of a pinball there for sure.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, they all look the same on the scoreboard, so we'll take it.
I agree. That was top shelf, smooth.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you got a chance to get to 500, Christian, and you know, I mean, getting fourth place, sole possession. You want to stay there, maybe move up if at all possible. You put yourself in a pretty good position if you can pull off a sweep tomorrow night. What do you got to do to get it done?
Yeah, obviously they're going to come hard tomorrow after the way this game went for them tonight. These games are extremely important for us. So tomorrow will be a big test for us, and we should be up to it, though.
All right. You going to have enough energy tomorrow? Because you were double shifting, playing wing and center and all other stuff.
Yeah, no, I'll be good to go. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, awesome. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure, Christian Fitzgerald with us, our star of the game. So tonight's game took way too long, I would say. 2.5 hours probably, something like that.
I didn't think it was any too long. I thought it was just great because if you were a first-time college hockey fan, you saw everything that can be thrown into a college hockey game. Mm-hmm. Some physical plays, penalties, power plays.
Cool shots.
Great goaltendings, big shots.
Bounces.
You know, all of those things that go into it. Mm-hmm. And I know what's going to happen when I go home. They're going to say, how do they just all stand in the corner for the last 10 seconds and nobody gets the puck? How does that work? And I was all the time I could think about, is somebody going to bowl somebody over here to try and get this puck free? But it worked, so go for it.
I guess my point is normally I give the game duration, how long the game lasted.
Correct.
It lasted about 2.5 hours. 11,093 paid to watch Wisconsin knock off Michigan tonight in come-from-behind fashion 5-4. We'll wrap things up in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies.
Ah!